Welcome to Radio IQ's Virginia On Demand for this Monday. It's a daily podcast from Radio IQ featuring the top stories across Virginia. I'm Jeff Bosser. Virginia's U.S. senators expect a congressional vote soon on war powers in the wake of the U.S. attack on Iran. Democrat Tim Kaine also notes that President Donald Trump has called this latest action a war rather than a law enforcement effort. He says Trump's war of choice also shows a profound lack of focus.
The president seems to have grown addicted to this power after promising folks that he would be a different kind of president in avoiding these military engagements. Now, the president did promise to focus on bringing costs down for everyday Americans. But instead, what we see a year in is healthcare up, food up, energy costs up. And this action will almost certainly drive the cost of oil, energy costs even higher.
In an interview with NPR Sunday, Democratic Senator Mark Warner said parents of Virginia military who have been deployed question why their children have been put in harm's way. A member of the bipartisan leaders called the Gang of Eight, Warner said there was no immediate threat from Iran. But 5th District Republican Congressman John McGuire said the U.S. is acting to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon, protect American interests at home and abroad, and stand with those who desire a more peaceful and stable future. And GOP colleague Jen Kiggins of Virginia's 2nd District said as Iran moved closer to obtaining nuclear capabilities, the risk to global security has become too great to ignore. Coming up in a little bit, for years, Virginia's rural counties saw more people leave than move in, but new data shows that's changing.
Virtually every rural locality in Virginia is now seeing more people move in than move out.
Fred Eccles and Cardinal News editor Dwayne Yancey have more on the changing dynamics, their conversation in a little while. Governor Abigail Spanberger's response to President Donald Trump's State of the Union didn't mention any pending state laws specifically. But her comments on immigration and customs enforcement activity is giving advocates hope on bills that aim to limit the federal agency's work in Virginia. Brad Kuttner has this report.
They have killed American citizens in our streets, and they have done it all with their faces masked from accountability.
That was Governor Spanberger at her response to the State of the Union speech Tuesday night. It was among the few lines that may suggest support for legislation currently moving through the General Assembly. Spanberger's comments stood out to immigration advocate Emily Lipinski of the Legal Aid Justice Center.
We can see that Governor Spanberger shows that she recognizes what is at stake if these bills aren't passed. What's at stake when local and state law enforcement collaborate with ICE. And we are hopeful that she'll continue to prioritize community safety and trust by passing these bills.
Lipinski's comments come as bills to limit ICE activity, including a ban on masks for agents and enforcement actions at courthouses, were passed out of a House committee Friday morning. They'll now head to a conference committee to conform language to a Senate version. And while Democratic majorities have allowed the bills to succeed, they have faced pushback from Republicans, including from House Minority Leader and Gate City Delegate Terry Kilgore, who said federal authority might outweigh state laws.
If this is intended to apply to federal ICE agents or any federal agency, it's a violation of the Supremacy Clause.
The 2026 legislative session ends March 14th. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
A wildlife group is suing the federal government to protect a rare bird found in coastal Virginia and the Carolinas. Catherine Hafner of member station WHRO in Norfolk reports.
The coastal black-throated green warbler is one of the first birds Will Harlan learned to recognize decades ago.
It's got this vibrant yellow head that flashes through the canopy. It's a gorgeous bird with a beautiful, throaty song.
But now he rarely, if ever, hears that song. Only 1,000 or 2,000 of the birds, called Wayne's warblers, are left. They're in a handful of protected areas, including the Great Dismal Swamp. Harlan is Southeast Director for the Center for Biological Diversity. The nonprofit is suing the Fish and Wildlife Service for failing to act on a years-old petition to list the species as endangered.
This bird, frankly, can't wait any longer for listing protections, and it's running out of time.
He says if Wayne's warblers are suffering, that means the wetlands and forests they rely on are too. Catherine Hafner, WHRO News.
Scientists at the University of Virginia are collecting detailed information about residents of Southside, Virginia, where rates of colon and other cancers are unusually high. Doctor and team leader Lee Lee says they're testing water and soil, looking at what people eat, how much they exercise, and how much they sleep. Those who get less than 6 hours are 50% more likely to develop precancerous polyps in their colon than those who get more than 7 hours of sleep a night. He says excess weight also puts people at greater risk.
In the folks younger than 50, a quarter of them are considered as truly obese. And then if you factor in the overweight, it's probably more than 50%.
Dr. Lee was on a federal task force that recommended people start being screened for colon cancer at the age of 45 to try and catch the disease early. With early detection, he says, the odds for successful treatment are good. For more information, visit our website, radioiq.org. This note of disclosure, the University of Virginia is a financial supporter of Radio IQ. Some of the long-held assumptions about population dynamics in Virginia are no longer true. Data from the U.S. Census Bureau and UVA's Weldon Cooper Center show more people moving out of Fairfax County and other northern Virginia locations than moving in. Almost all of the state's rural counties and many small and medium-sized cities that had lost population are now seeing more people arriving than leaving. Dwayne Yancey with Cardinal News has looked at the numbers. He spoke with Fred Eccles.
Dwayne, we're now at the point where rural in-migration in Virginia is pretty much statewide.
Virtually every rural locality in Virginia is now seeing more people move in than move out. There are only four rural counties that see more people moving out than moving in, and in three of them, their numbers are closing the gap.
The four rural counties not seeing in-migration, Dickinson, Wise, Buchanan, and Henry, is there something identifiable about those counties that might stop people from moving in?
I can sort of answer half of that. Buchanan, Dickinson, Wise are all in coal country. Coal is in decline, and so, you know, coal country has seen demographic challenges for a long time. Other counties in coal country are now seeing net in-migration. Those three, the gap is closing. In a couple of years, they will probably, you know, be in the plus side. Henry County is more of a mystery. Martinsville is now gaining population again. It's unclear, you know, why Henry hasn't, but it may just be they just haven't caught up with that yet.
And this trend also spills over into some formerly struggling cities. You cite Danville as an example.
Danville has been rebuilding its economy. We now have two straight years now gaining population, and those numbers are increasing. And what is really driving that at people moving into Danville. Danville still has more deaths than births, but there's so many people moving into Danville that they make up for that. There are only three other cities in Virginia that have had more people move in than Danville. Those are Richmond, Suffolk, and Chesapeake.
Also gaining population now is Lynchburg, and you reveal a little-known fact about Lynchburg.
It is the only community on the western side of the state that has more births than deaths. Lynchburg is the baby capital of the western part of Virginia. The reason for that is Lynchburg is demographically one of the youngest cities in Virginia. We often forget that, but it's got the fifth youngest median age of any city in Virginia.
And it's worth noting it has lots of college students.
Yeah, not that these are college students having babies, but yeah, college students often, you know, stick around, find employment nearby. So therefore, its median age tends to be younger.
This data set is not without its contradictions. There is one in Roanoke where the Census Bureau says population has declined. The Cooper Center says it has increased. Dwayne, are you prepared to step in and settle this question?
I'm not prepared to step in and settle this. I will just point out they use two different methodologies, and we have seen these disagreements before. A year ago, they disagreed about Fairfax County. Births and deaths are easier to count. There are birth certificates and death certificates. People moving in and out, it's a little squishier. The Census Bureau says people are moving out, and the Weldon Cooper Center says people are moving in.
Well, let's return for a moment to Fairfax County, the land of out-migration. Does anyone ask these people why they're leaving?
That's a good question, and if so, I'm not aware of it. You know, I remember a journalist assigned to cover why so few people attended a certain event, and she was like, well, how do I interview people who aren't there?
Point taken. Dwayne Yancey is with CardinalNews.org. I'm Fred Eccles.
Cardinal News is a nonprofit independent online news organization covering Southside and Southwest Virginia. A lot going on now with the weather. A taste of winter before warming back up. We have a winter weather advisory in effect for Giles, Craig, Allegheny, and Bath counties lasting until 9 a.m. Tuesday. Up to an inch of snow and sleet accumulations, a tenth of ice accumulation possible. Winter weather advisory in effect from 1 p.m. today till 7 a.m. Tuesday for Albemarle, Augusta, and Rockingham counties. Mixed precip expected. Total snow and sleet accumulations up to an inch, with locally 2 inches possible on the ridgetops. Rainy today, that will mix with snow, sleet, and freezing rain at times, especially for higher elevations. Accumulation likely confined to areas along the Virginia-West Virginia border, including the Allegheny Highlands. Little breezy, highs from the mid-30s to low-50s for Wise and Bristol. Precipitation still possible tonight. Any frozen precip likely along the Blue Ridge, especially north of Roanoke. Some fog possible overnight, lows in the low-30s to low-40s for the far southwest. Tuesday, cloudy with isolated rain showers, especially starting out breezy and warmer. We'll have highs in the upper 40s to around 66 for the Bristol area. Thank you for listening to Virginia On Demand. And a little reminder, subscribe and tell your friends about it. For Radio IQ, I'm Jeff Bosser.